Begin the current and final daf Masechtas Erech and daf Lamed Daled. Begin on the third line down at the top of the Abed. The Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf, which the Mishnah concluded with halacha that regarding Kahana and Levim, which Abraham and the Gemara elaborate on, says Gulas Olam Til Levim. Many of the limitations that apply to a Yisrael regarding the selling of his field, Beimakdash's field, Bati Erechayma, certain limitations regarding his redemption about getting it back. Kahan Levim don't have that, like it says in eternal redemption, they could always get it back whenever they want to. Now on that, our Gemara quotes Tanurban the Braisa that provides an exception to this rule, that the Kayan is limited regarding his getting back a piece of property. Pasuk says in Yikra, Kisteha Cherim, like the Cherim field, La Kayan Tiachuzasi, for the Kayan it should be his ancestry. Now this Pasuk is in the context of somebody that was Makdash a field, and then someone else redeemed it, not the original owner. So the Pasuk says that when the field's going to go out in Yovel, it's going to be Kodesh LaHashem, like the Sadi Cherem, which just like there goes to the Kohen, so too over here it's going to go to the Kohen. But the Braisa asks, Matam Aleima, what are we learning from this that it's comparing this Asteachuza that was Hukdesh, redeemed, now it's going to go to the Kahanim in Yovel? What are we learning from the word Kisteach Cherem? What exactly is the comparison to the Cherem field coming to teach us regarding a field that's going out to the Kahanim in the Yevil year from someone that was Makdash Kisteach Uzzah? So rather, says the Braisa, it's coming to teach us as follows. Menayin l'Kohen shehikdash Sdei Cherem. It's coming to teach us the following case. From where do we know that a Kohen that sanctified his own Cherem field, meaning a field that a regular Yisrael was Machrim, which is a type of Hekdash, someone can make his field Cherem, which then goes to the Kahanim, and this Kohen got his portion of that Cherem field. And now he went and took this, which is now his field, he was Makdash, this Sadei Cherem. Shelo Yoimer, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Kohen shouldn't say the following logic. Ha'il v'yitzel Kahanim, since if I wouldn't redeem this field, it's going to go out to the Kehanim, because essentially this Sadechem is now, like the Pasuk is saying, it's like his Steachuza. It's his own ancestral field. Now becomes his inheritance. He got it now. It's his forever now. So the Kohen, you would think, would say, okay, look, I was Makdash this. So it was like a regular Sadechuza with someone that's Makdash. Now it's the Kohen Steachuza. And if I don't redeem it, when it comes to the Yebel year, like every Steachuza was Makdash, it's going to go out to the Kehanim. Now the thing is, says the Kohen, but Vahari Tachas Yadi. But it's already in my possession. This was already my Sadechem, and I was Makdash, but I'm that original owner. So Teheshali, so it should just be maintained to be mine. When the Yebel year comes, it should anyways go back to being mine. But Dinu. And he says, and logic would dictate this. Why? B'shel Achem Ani Zaycha, with others I merit. In other words, if this was a Sadechuza of a regular Yisrael, it would go out to the Kohen in the Yebel year, and I would have a portion because I'm a Kohen. So b'shalatzmi l'koshkin, so in my own field, my own sadecherim, which is now my achuzah, that I was makdashit, is nekal shekein, that for sure when Yebel comes around, I should get it back, and that it shouldn't just be divided amongst all the other kahanim. Tamalayma, for that, the Pasuk is coming to teach us, which the beginning of the Pasuk says, v'hoye hasad b'tseise b'yevel, when the field goes out in the Yebel year, which there it's the primary context of the Pasuk, to a steachuz of Yisrael, that was makdash and someone else redeemed. But when it goes in the Yebel year, it's kodesh l'ashem, keste hacherim, like the cherim field. And the Braisa reiterates the question. What exactly are we learning out from this halacha? Already explicitly says in the Pasuk what we're doing with it, that we're comparing it to the Sadechem. What are we learning from there? Rather, says the Braisa, it's allegedly coming to teach us something regarding the Steachuza, but Venim Tzalamed, it actually is coming to learn something out to the Steachem from this halacha Steachuza. And that is because Makash Steachermai, we're comparing. When the Pasuk says, Kesteha Cherem la Kayin, we're comparing the Kayin's Sadi Cherem, Lesteachuza Shal Yisrael, to the Sadi Achuza, to a regular ancestral field of Yisrael, which is, Masteachuza Shal Yisrael, just like an ancestral field of Yisrael, which if he was Makdashit, and then let's say the Kayin himself would have redeemed it from Hektish, Yaitzim Itachas Yodai, it would be taken out of from him in the Yevil year. Umeschalekis Lakhanim, it would be subdivided amongst all his brothers at Kahanim, as we said in the other parak of Chafayim Abayz, that he wouldn't be able to hold on to it, although he's saying, wait, I already have it, let me just hold on to it. No, we don't. So, Avstei Chermai, so too also the Kayin's own Sadi Cherem, which he was Makdish, Yaitzim Itachas Yodai, Umeschalekis Lachavakhanim, it gets taken away from him and gets divided by Kahanim. He doesn't say, he can't say that, look, it's already mine anyway, let me hold on to it. No, we don't say that. Just like when he himself is goyel, some other Yisrael Steachuza, we don't say, look, I got it already, let me hold on to it. We don't say that either over here. That's what we're learning out from this word of Kesteachem. It's actually Sadechem learning out from the Steachuza of Yisrael. Now, the Gemara, however, explains this price and says, Amamar. The Tana of the Brisa said that the Kohen's logic that we're coming to exclude from was B'shalachem anizeicha. We need this Gezeres HaKasev of Kistei Acherim to exclude from his logic that he would have said, look, I would have gotten some other Yisrael's, so mine own, shouldn't I for sure get? To which the Gemara wonders, Midami, can you compare? Hasam Zeicha Ba'alma, there, when it's Yisrael's Te'achuz, and it goes out to the Yevil Yer, the Mishmah that there is, he merits in general. He's just like one of the other Kahanim that it's their Mishmah. Here he wants to take the whole thing for himself. How is that logic? If anything, you want to say, okay, to share with the other brothers of the Mishmer. But what are you saying that he should get the whole thing? What was this that we needed Kistei Acherim to exclude from that logic? So Amar Amar B'Chama, he says, it was necessary. Why? You would have thought to say, since the Pasuk says in Midbar, regarding the Kahanim, it says, a man for his holy things, to him it should be. Which the Gemara Baba Kamed of Kof Tesma Beis expounds this in Perek Gezel and says as follows. Where do we know that a Kohen is coming to sacrifice a carbon? At any time, whenever he wants to, he could sacrifice it. So if let's say he has a carbon chatzis to bring, or he's donating a carbon oil or shlamim, that he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen of that Mishmer, who generally they bring all the carbonis of that week, which is that week. Rather, he himself could sacrifice it, and he takes the hide for himself, and he eats the meat. That we learn from this pasuk, v'ish kadashav, a man, the Kohen, who has his own kachim, lo yihu, he could keep it for himself. So therefore, you would have thought to say, Hanami kikadoshav dami. This is also like his holy things. This thing is his sadech erim, and which he was makdish, it's his own kachim. He should be able to hold on to it. That's why we need the pasuk kistech erim to compare it to learn it from stei achuzah, that no, we take it away from. So Rosh Hashanah wonders, mi dami, is that comparable to this pasuk? Kadoshav la bishru. So this pasuk they were quoting from Bamidbar, this his kachim, that's not from his own domain. In other words, he's not coming from his own rights that he takes the portions of that carbon. When he's bringing his carbon chatas, or his donated oil or shlam, he's sacrificing the sacrificial parts, and it's just that Hashem gives him those rights. He gets to keep the hide, and he gets to eat the meat. Whereas hacha b'shusay, here, he's coming to take it from his own property that it is. He's not getting any reward from Hashem's table because he did any service, and therefore he gets the rights, even though it's not his own mishmer. He's not. It just happens to be that it was his beforehand. So why would we think that it would go to him that you need the pasuk to exclude from this? So Elam Rav Nachman, rather Rav Nachman says, no, itzuch, it was necessary, like we pointed out from the Braisa, to say kistei hacherim, to learn out for the case that we described. Why? Because you would have thought for the following reason. Since the pasuk says in Yikra, Kiachuzas oilam hulahem. When it talks about, and this is what we mentioned in the previous staff, and mentioned the mission of this concept, that it's an everlasting ancestry, that's inheritance for them, that the Kohen Levim, they get to hold on to their things for eternity. So hanami achuzasahi, this is also his achuza. Meaning, if he's makdish it, and he doesn't redeem it, we would think it should not go out to the Kohen in the Yevil year, rather he should have permission to redeem it forever, because once it becomes his, the stad, the cherem that goes to the Kohen, it becomes his achuza. So you would think that it should have the halacha like his own stei achuza, that he should be able to get it back even by the Yevil year. That's what the heck is the comparison that we're comparing the stei hacherim to a stei achuza of Yisrael, that it does get taken away from him and it gets subdivided amongst the Kohanim. Why? Because yes, the pasuk says achuzasai, his ancestry stays with him forever. Achuzasai in, his achuza, yes, that's where we said in the previous mission that it has a gulas oilam and they could get it back and it'll go back to him in the Yevil year. But chermoy loy, his cherim is not the same thing as his regular achuza to be redeemed forever. So although essentially really it is his own achuza because it's his field now, but that's where it's going to be different, that if he's makdish it, even if he's going to get it back when they come to the Yevil year, it's going to be like a person, like when the Kohen himself is goyel, the Yisrael's achuza, that just like over there, that although he has it right now, we say, no, he does not hold on to it, and the Yevil goes out to all the brothers of Kohanim. Here too, when he's makdish, his own stecherim, it's not going to be like his own stei achuzah. His own stei achuzah, yeah, he can get back, like we said in the previous daf from the Braisa, that he's not limited like a regular Yisrael. And even when it was makdashid, he's going to be able to always redeem it. Here by the cheirim, and that's how he got this field, because someone else was machamit, because stei achuzah is kind of learning it from the stei achuzah of Yisrael, just like over there, the Kohen would not be able to hold on to it. Here is when it comes to the Yevil, he's not going to be able to go hold on to it, and it's going to be subdivided amongst Achav HaKahanim, that the year of Yevil falls out in that Mishmer of that week of Yom Kippur. Hanulach HaMechus, today we shall return to the ninth paragraph of Sefer Erechin, Perek HaMechus today, which spoke primarily about these laws about selling one's ancestral field, and those laws related, Be'imakdish Desdei Achuza, and regarding to Batei Rechaima and Batei Chatzeres, V'slikulo Mesechtes Erechin, we have concluded Mesechtes Erechin, which again speaks about this concept related to the Seder of Kachem, regarding that which goes to Bedek HaBayis, when someone takes the evaluation of a person's value, what the Torah gives according to the gender and the age of the person.